I was a rebel in the Highland Freedom Wars. I fought my William Wallace from victory to victory. I did not break as they tortured me to death. I was a rebel, for freedom through my blood. I was a sergeant under General Lee. In the old South Gray Cavalry. In the swamps of the South, my spirit still glows. I was a rebel, for freedom through my blood. I was a werewolf in the shadows of the same. In the last days of our glorious reign, you with the white flag upon your hat. Here comes a rebel, and I will spill your blood. I was a defender in the east of the Ukraine. We made the Red Army running far, far away. A race before hate with unconscious fury. I was a rebel for freedom through my blood. On the morning of glory on June 17th, against Soviet tanks and political police, that Molotov cocktail, it burnt so good. I was a rebel for freedom through my blood. I am a rebel and forever I'll remain. They will not push me out of my country.
White Aryan Resistance calling. White Aryan Resistance calling. This is War Radio, P.O. Box 65, Fallbrook, California, 92088. Our website is resist.com, and you can download all kinds of radio shows that we've done in the past from resist.com. Our email is warmetzger@sbcglobal.com. .net. Our 24/7 phone line is 760-723-8996. And that song we just played was Rebel from Lanzer. And Lanzer, as you know, are the German band that now have been jailed because of their music. Very interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone being jailed because of their music. I've heard of them being not allowed to play in certain places and be banished to the hills to play their music, but I've never heard of them being jailed for their music. Subscribe to War, the Big War newspaper, 20 pages, total articles and emails from you. But it's $30 per year in the United States. $40 in Soviet Kanukistan, that's Canada, and $50 in all other countries. And please send U.S. funds only. We do have been able to cash some of your Euro dollars, but we prefer U.S. funds, and that goes for you Canadians, too. We've had a couple of situations where we didn't do too good. It was a mix-up. But anyhow, just say U.S. funds only, and that'll bring you the Big War newspaper. And our big front page this month is your friend and mine, the Right Reverend Al Sharpton. Yeah, our candidate for president. We finally said, let's go for a guy that's at least going to say white, and he's going to say the white race, and that sounds good even from a nigga. Yes, sirree. Now we're sending out a catalog to you people if you write in. And if you send a big business size envelope, I don't mean a great big manila envelope, but a large business size envelope, we'll send you, if it's stamped, we'll send you a free catalog. And we're experimenting around here by taking the advertising out of the paper to make more room for articles and so forth, and then every other month we'll send the catalog out to our subscribers. We'll see how that goes. If it doesn't, if nobody appreciates the extra articles and so forth in the paper and the cartoons and so forth, well, we'll put the ads back in the paper, and that's the way it has to be, because we certainly have to break even around here. Now, in that catalog, you're going to find videotapes and audio tapes and DVDs. We're beginning to put more DVDs out there. We've got some CDs with the Rockwell speeches on. We've got flags. We've got rings. We've got pendants. We've got all kinds of things that I think you like. In fact, surely a lot of you have been ordering those things, and that's very good, because we need, like any other outfit, we need money to operate. And because we do other things, and they need to be financed, and so we can't always take it out of our own pocket. So keep that money going. Get that catalog and order years and years and years, maybe 25, 30 years of historical videotape from war. Well, I think it's about time for old Dr. Kaldenberg, the knower of all truth, to be coming up the hill. It's been raining out here in California, and so, off and on, so it's been sort of cool. So there haven't been as many of these old, wetbacks there, clogging up the road and taking pot shots at old, Dr. Kaldenberg, but, I can always tell when he's coming up the hill, because he lives way out there in the Tules, because there's always, usually something starts happening like this. Yeah, a little bit like that. And then in the trees, a lot of times, you'll hear some of this stuff. Whoa! Move the doctor! Move your ass! I'm telling you, it's tough when you're in a bunker here. We can go down about three floors into the ground, but, we still have to watch them real close, because now and again we have to open up with the 50 calibers. Well, that just spoils the day of those wetbacks, I'm telling you. And the Negroes, they don't even come around. Well, here he comes through the door. Yeah, I heard him coming down the hall, but that's old Dr. Kaldenberg, the knower of all truth, and versus... Terrible Tommy, the cynic, and the
knower of more truth.
I think knower of more truth. But anyhow, what are you doing today, man?
Oh, not a whole lot there. I heard you went to had a little field trip.
I took a field trip. Went down to old Phoenix, Arizona. You know what the hell is this? People tell me it's so hot they want to move out of there and they can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there and I freeze my ass off.
Oh, yeah, the desert's cold in the winter.
Whoa, man. Well, they had a get-together. Old Volksfront put it on, Randy from up there in Portland. So we went down there, Mary and I, and we had a good time. And they had bands from Germany there, and they had all kinds of people. They had Pastor Butler from Aryan Nations was there, and then they had Billy Roper was there from his organization, and then there was a lot of other little organizations like the women's groups.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name. Women for Aryan Unity, I think.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Something like that. And saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Oh, really?
But it's only about a six-hour drive over there. But then we went up to Sonora.
Sedona?
Sedona. I keep saying Sonora. Beautiful up there. Very beautiful, with all those different colored mountains around.
Oh, yeah, that's the new age hotspot on the west.
Yeah.
A lot of gurus and all these new age occult guys go there, and supposed to be a big spiritual place.
Well, like Mary commented, she sort of felt a little bit that way. Sure, a lot more spiritual than a church.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even a cathedral, because those rocks, they change color
with
the sun and all that kind of stuff. And well, some of these guys think I'm spending lots of money, but guess what? You get two nights and 2 days or something like that for just going up there and listening to a spiel.
Oh, you got to sit in the one they try to sell you timeshares or some shit like
Hell
that.
Hell yes, they try to sell you that stuff. You don't have to get it, but you see, you get 2 nights to stay there, a really nice place.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give you a dinner coupon that's worth about $50, you know, and then they give you other little coupon books and stuff. I went to one of those over here not too long ago, and we got a digital camera and 10 gallons of gas, and why, hell, you people out there, you could sit through an hour or so of
I got one about going to Disney World and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but I get those all the time, too, but I don't want to spend the money to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs a lot of money to take a plane or a train or a bus down to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you young couples, you might find that to be sort of fun on a weekend to go and get sign up for something like
that. As long as you can say no.
Well, hell, just like saying I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, that'd be a good test. You know, if you can stand up to the timeshare people, you can stand up to the pigs.
Well, they're good, but they're polite. And if you absolutely say no,
it used to be, I remember you always had horror stories and stuff. Like some friends of my dad went there, and they were kind of older and stuff. And they used to say, oh, what do you mean? Are you a failure? You can't afford this? Why can't you afford? They used to really, well, maybe they just do that on really old people.
They don't do that. I've never been the one to do that, or I'd have popped them on the end of the nose.
They probably had a bad reputation for that.
Hey, we got to get on the news here. We have lots of news.
Oh, yeah.
How is the Right Reverend Al Sharpton our candidate for president?
I haven't heard anything about him.
Why?
It's like he's a non-person.
He's doing terrible lately.
I know.
And you know why?
Why?
The niggers won't back him.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like in South Carolina and stuff, he didn't even win.
Well, yeah, he went to South Carolina and the niggers wouldn't even vote for him. They're voting for the white rich white boy. Now, what's that all about?
I don't know. I guess they don't even like niggers either.
I think niggers don't like niggers, Jackson won last time. Remember last president?
Oh, yeah.
He took South Carolina.
Yeah.
But it's just white
people. Well, you know, I saw him, he was on TV and he was in a church and stuff, and they were all going amen, you know how they dance around and stuff like that, like they're Pentecostals or Charismatics.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, he was up there on the stage spinning in circles and hitting the podium with his hand and spinning. And I say, what, is he high or something? He just looked kind of bizarre, him just spinning around.
Well, that's from
the... High in the Lord.
That's from that movie, The Blues Brothers.
Oh, maybe,
and they had
maybe that's what he thought, he was John Belushi or something.
James Brown, you know, he was the preacher in the Blues Brothers in the
church. Yeah.
And then old John Belushi started somersaulting down the aisle. Well, that's the way the niggers do about all the time in these churches. They really get connected with the God and spirituality you talk about.
I don't talk about their spirituality.
Looks like just a bunch of crazy niggers to me.
No,
that's all right. But we gotta really. Hey, I think us white boys are the only ones out there working for Reverend Al.
I know.
I mean, that's a hell of a mess. Now, anyhow, let's move on. We had the Super Nigger Bowl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and that had most white guys in the whole country watching that and getting drunk and worshiping.
Very bizarre thing with that. The white guy, that Justin Timberlake, ripping that Janet Jackson.
We're not to that point.
Oh, we're not yet. Okay.
Come on, let's sort of ease into this.
Okay.
We got to milk this one.
Okay.
So anyhow, all these guys watching Nigger Ball, just worshiping those big niggers, and you know, I always say, who's winning? Your niggers or mine? You know.
Yeah.
And we met up with some friends of Mary's down there in Sedona. Good old Texas boys, boy, but he wanted to watch the Super Bowl there on Sunday, and I sure as hell didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it, but I said to him, I don't watch Nigger Bowl, and he laughed, you know. And so anyhow, so there they are, and they just kept, you know, there's millions of white guys. You know, one good thing, there wasn't a lot of traffic on the road during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody watching that damn thing. And then you had this halftime thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were talking
about. Oh, yeah, the MTV produced halftime.
Now, I thought Janet Jackson was all washed up.
Well, she was. Now she showed her tit and stuff. Now I guess she's going to early release her album that would have been a dog, and now people are going to buy it.
Now, wait a minute. They're saying it was a nipple, and then some people say it was a tit.
It was a tit with a metal star over it.
A metal star. Boy, you must have good eyes. Did you watch
No, that's all they're talking about.
I bet
about.
You got one of those kind of videotape recorders where you could keep it and watch it.
You mean TiVo or whatever?
TiVo.
No, I'm not into nigger titty. It's just that everybody in the radio is talking about it. They're going on and on. It's like the end of the world.
Well, you know who really promotes that stuff the most? Is Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Because they go so bananas
over
something that's barely visible. I don't think she has much of a tit anyhow.
You know, the funny thing is everybody's upset at Janet Jackson because she showed her tit, but the whole thing was that Justin Timberlake reached over and ripped her blouse open. That's basically sexual assault. Nobody gives a shit about that. It's just they care about her and her tit. They don't care about the Justin Timberlake ripping her blouse or anything, you know.
He should be shot for racism.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Reached over there. And
oh, yeah, and that, too. They don't comment on the fact that it's a white guy ripping a nigger lady's blouse and stuff.
Yeah, that's a hate crime.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been, well, Your Honor, he touched my tit.
Well, it's a hate crime against the white race is what it is.
Well, it really is, but this here was, this is a white guy assaulting a nigger.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't expose her titty like that. Well, anyhow, I guess everybody's having fun with this.
Yeah.
Even Howard Stern got outclassed this time.
Well, you know, the whole point of it, I think, is because, you know, that Vanity Fair article about Michael Jackson and stuff.
Yeah.
I think this was kind of calculated because nobody's, you know, that everybody's talking about that Vanity Fair article, and now it just completely disappeared. Nobody's mentioning a word about it, and I think that's everything. Now they're talking about his sister's tit instead of him, so I think that's the point of it.
Well, since he's such a Frankenstein, I don't know. I guess she's not, but I.
Well, she's kind of a bride of Frank. She's got
a white tit or a brown tit or a black tit.
I'm not sure. Her face is kind of Caucasian because she's had a lot of plastic surgery. She looks a lot like her brother. She's got the straight nose.
Yeah.
Now. She used to have like the big broad nose.
Damn.
She doesn't look much like what she was born looking like.
Well. Well, that really got the Baptists up and at them.
Oh, yeah.
All night long on the radio, I could hear them talking about it. And they promote, if they hadn't said any more than that, ooh, that was a slip, huh?
Yeah.
And just left it at that?
Yeah.
Probably been okay.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody starts talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the Goody Two Shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rush Limbaugh was going like, it's the end of civilization.
Oh, well, I think he's way behind.
Oh, you know, I was watching I think it was the E Channel. They had a thing about Marky Mark, you know, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
You know, he was arrested several times for hate crimes.
Oh.
You know, once he was arrested, there were some black kids, and he was chasing them, calling them niggers. He got arrested for that. And another time, there was an Oriental that had some alcohol, and he went over and started calling him gook and beat him up. And that's when he went to, I guess, Rikers or something like that, and was in prison back east.
Wow.
And for beating up a gook.
Who is this?
Marky Mark.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know.
He's like a white rapper. I guess he was on New Kids on the Block or something.
Oh, I guess I have heard of that.
Yeah, New Kids on the Block, yeah. But I was surprised that, you know, I knew he went to jail, but I didn't know it was for hate crimes and stuff.
You know this little American Free Press? Have you seen this? It's a spinoff one of Cardo's deals, I think.
No, I haven't.
He's sort of Cardo's been pretty good at hiding his money that he got. And so you got this American Free Press, and they print up this stuff from this J.D. Cash down there in Oklahoma, and he's not here to fruitcake.
Yeah.
And now, startling revelations about the 1995 Oklahoma City bomb conspiracy. And now they got Strassmeyer, that he was definitely an agent.
Yeah.
And the SBLC said all this stuff. So now here is this American Free Press believe in the SBLC.
Yeah.
They said that there was an informant inside that camp down there. I forget what they called it. But
some Elu City or something like that?
Yeah, Eluim City.
Yeah.
Why, hell, I visited that place one time. I even met Strassmeyer, like I said, but barely speak English.
Isn't that Cash the one that said that you and the Dennis Mayhem and Timothy McVeigh went to a strip bar or something like that?
Probably.
I heard something about you're supposed to go to a strip bar in Oklahoma City.
I went to that strip bar with Mahon, but just him and me.
Yeah, they said that Timothy McVeigh was there.
Well, Bob Matthews went there, too, they said.
Not with you.
Not with me, no. But,
and Timothy McVeigh didn't go with you either.
No, I never saw that guy. But anyhow, this, you know, then they had that girl, what's her name, that was the informant down there. She was hanging out down there.
Carol Howe.
Carol Howe, yeah. And so, So they're all, they say that that Strassmeyer was the informant. Well, I don't believe it, but I really don't care. Strassmeyer disappeared and probably denies he's racist. Yeah. Went back to Germany and living high on the hog, I guess. I don't know. Well, anyhow, the bird virus could mutate into an pandemic flu, scientists warned. Have you seen any sick birds around?
Which bird virus?
It's a bird virus, and it's, I guess it's a little bit like that SARS stuff, you know? And, but the, you know, all those chickens are dying over there in Asia.
Chickens are dying, dear God.
Well, what?
Dear God, chickens are dying.
Chickens are God. Well, those chickens are dying, and they say that the chickens can give the old gookies a disease, and then the gookies give it to us.
Oh.
And they're coming in here like, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay, what else we got here? You know, you've got a lot of stuff over there. Come on.
Oh, yeah, the Kobe Bryant's trial's coming.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he's gonna walk. I gotta think Michael Jackson's gonna walk, too.
Well, I hope I hope they do, just like I did old OJ. OJ, because rub it in a white man's face, you know?
Well, you know, it's with Michael Jackson is that kid's dying that's saying that, you know, I guess he got his cancer spreading in major organs, and he's got a lot of organs cut out of him and stuff. They, you know, if they postpone the trial, he probably won't even make it to the trial.
Hey, you know, one other thing, a lot of guys are getting arrested for child abuse, for shake and bake, you know, when they take the kid.
Yeah.
Now they're finding out that a lot of these guys are innocent, these people are innocent. It's because of these shots they've been giving the kids that caused the same kind of sort of hemorrhaging and
everything. Like a convulsion or something?
Yeah.
What kind of shots are they?
Well, the shots for all these different diseases floating around.
Yeah.
And now they're giving them shots with about, they call them super shots.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 10 things in one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now they've connected those shots to causing the same indications as this shaking the kid and the kid dying.
Yeah.
So I heard a woman talking about it on the radio, and there's one guy that's been in prison now 6 years, and they swear he's innocent because he had these shots. So there's another thing that the government...
It's the same thing, remember crib death? Got one in the 80s?
Yeah.
A lot of people got arrested for that because they thought that their parents were going in there and smothering, and they found out it was something else, or some kind of a disease or something. Babies would die.
Yeah, Big Brother guys, you know, in the protect the kid business.
Yeah.
The least little thing, you know, they see a mark on a kid, they're wanting to jack up the parents and take their other kids away from them, and hell, you know.
Well, that's a problem with democracy, is you got all these little committees and stuff, and everybody's got to justify the committee, so they'll do all kinds of work. You know, a perfect example of democracy is these homeowner committees.
Yeah.
Where they tell people like, they can only have five, their house can only be five colors, you know, it's usually white, gray, dark gray, kind of a tan, and baby shit yellow. You can have five colors, and they can tell you what kind of trees you can have. You can have palm trees, but you can't have apple trees. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like living under a communist country, you know, all these people, that's what cracked me, they spend all these hundreds of thousands of dollars on these homes, and they can't even have the kind of tree they want, or they can't, you know, they gotta have a certain kind of flower, they can't have a door knocker on their house, or,
But that's democratic.
Oh, yeah, it's democracy.
That is democracy.
Yeah, because it's the committee that are passing these stupid laws to justify their existence.
So it's a part of the people doing the voting and controlling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then in any committee, there's always a couple of people that really run the show.
Yeah.
So really, this democracy boils down to usually one or two people that can maneuver the committee any way they want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's always these people who want to justify their existence, so they pass these stupid laws just so they can say, oh, look, we did this, we passed this law and that law and that law. And then all, you know, like California, like every year they say that California passes over 7,000 new laws every year, you know, from
the state,
city, and county.
At least.
And, you know, what kind of a nation has so many laws that no one person could ever know all the laws? And that's just in the state of California. You can't know all the laws.
Well, you can't know all the laws.
Yeah, you can't. You know, what's the point of having laws if you never know when you're breaking them?
Well, the point is for control.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And they can pick you up anytime.
Oh, yeah, for anything.
And they can just go through the computer and find a law that fits.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they say a nation of laws. The Jews love that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they're high up in the apparatus, the lawyer business and the judge business. And even the congressman.
Well, that's what we had the problem in Napa. Remember, we went up there, and some reporter searching through all these stupid, obscure laws and found some law about, what was it, the outhouse? You know, you don't yet
have... Well, no, it was from back when the hippies...
Yeah, the hippies. Yeah, you have to have one outhouse for every 10 people that showed up or something like that.
Oh, there were several things involved.
Yeah, the reporters went through all these stupid laws to find something to screw us with.
They do that. They just...
And, you know, like I said, there's hundreds of thousands of laws in the books so they can find something.
Yeah, you know, another thing, you know, up there in old Portland town, if you're ever on a vacation or traveling around and you get into Portland, remember the Capri Motel, and it's at 1530 Northeast 82nd Avenue in Portland, Oregon, and that's a sort of a memorial place for us.
Yeah.
That's where Bob Matthews and several of his men were in there, and that's where he had the shootout.
Yeah.
And that was
Gary Yarbrough.
Gary Yarbrough.
Yeah, he went to the window.
And Bob Matthews jumped out the window and got away from there. But I've stayed there several times.
Yeah, we've been up there, yeah.
Capri Motel, yeah. And you ought to stay there to give you a little boost to thinking about all these good things that happened there.
Yeah.
And, that was where Bob Matthews could have killed that FBI woman, but he didn't want to kill a white woman.
Oh, was it a woman?
I think it was her that shot him in the head.
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Well, I disagree with Bob. Bob was very romantic about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't mean about the women, but I mean we must save all these white people. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of white people need to be iced.
Yeah.
You know, and you can put that in your little book, you fucking FBI. How do you like that? Well, what you got over there?
Yeah, I was watching this thing on television about Mars and stuff, and they were talking about how when they have Mars, you know, Bush wants to have expeditions to Mars and have Mars colonies and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They said that they are deliberately finding non-white astronauts so they can have a multiracial colony on Mars.
Well, isn't that racism? Of deliberately finding non-whites and putting...
Yeah.
That's sort of a reverse racism.
Yeah, actually, it's better than boat trips back to Africa, sending them to Mars.
Yeah.
And then we could have Jewish colonies and send all the Yids and stuff on Mars and the blacks on Venus.
Well, we tried to send a bunch of them over there to Mars, to the the space shuttle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they fucked that up.
Oh,
and it blew up.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a experiment in race mixing that sort of screwed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had bad luck because... There was a Jew on board, and, you know, the great high almighty God in the heavens don't like Jews in space.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
You think?
I think Thor's thunder got him.
Well,
the hammer of the gods left.
Maybe, you know, down there at that get-together this weekend, they ask the crowd, there's about 200 people there, they ask, how many are Christian Identity, and a few held up their hands, and how many are COTC, and a few... held up their hands, and then they asked how many are Odinists, and more Odinists held up their hands.
Yeah.
That was the biggest percentage.
Yeah.
Then they said, how about agnostics and atheists? And I think it was me and some guy's dog held up their
hands.
Well, anyhow, that was that deal. So anyhow, they're going to... So they screwed up the Earth.
Uh-huh.
Through race mixing.
Well, yeah, they want to turn the West into a third world colony. Now they want to turn all the planets in the solar system into third world. Maybe they'll just, the whole universe will be colonized with colored folks. You know,
well, I just hope, I hope there's some Mars things up there, living Mars things,
uh-huh.
And they'll just grab them and rape them and say, you want to mix? We'll mix.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have these monsters from Mars that mix with you.
Maybe Justin Timberlake's up there. Maybe he'll rape them.
Yeah, that could be. That could be. Well, anyhow, it's going to be exciting, and maybe that is a way. But I thought we were going to go out there and look around. But
Outer space ain't a white thing no more. It is a universal, racially mixed universe.
Well, then let's ship all our asses out, and we'll stay here. That sounds good.
Well, the thing is they're going to take our land and the land that's out there. There's no place to run.
Wow. What else we got?
Oh, I heard
don't
that.
Get me down like that. You get me down, man.
Well, that's just what's happened. Yeah, I heard you know this Harry Potter movie is coming out in November. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
I was reading this
thing. What's Azkaban?
Some word.
Some Hollywood.
Probably mispronounced it.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, it's supposed to be an allegory for the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
This Marxist from Mexico, I forget his name, but they got him to direct the movie, and he's going to make it into an anti-Bush, an anti-Patriot Act movie, and it's going to, you know, all the hysteria against 9/11. I guess it's supposed to have parallels that I guess they arrest people without their civil rights and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be an allegory of what's happening now.
You mean we and the communists are agreeing?
Yes.
Well, how about that? I mean, that's going to drive the neocons up the wall.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Harry Potter is going to be an anti-Bush movie.
Yeah, right,
you know,
that's
kind of funny.
You know, remember old, Tom Layden?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's moving around again. You know, this guy, he hardly did anything that I know of. He hung around a little with skinheads and went to their little...
Yeah, I think I met him like two or three times.
Drank beer with them, and then he claimed he did all this wild stuff. And,
well, I heard that he claimed that he knew Bob Matthews, and Bob Matthews was, like, dead for so many years before he even got involved.
He was a little teeny boy when Bob Matthews was dead, you know. Yeah. Well, his mama, she was a Jehovah's Witness, or Seventh-day Adventist. I think Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
She had some kind of physical problem. She got to him and she drug him down there to talk to the rabbi. Mm-hmm. You know, that rat faced rabbi, mm-hmm. higher down there at the what's that called? The Holocaust Museum?
No. Simon Wiesenthal.
Simon Wiesenthal thing. And they've been paying him good, and so he's going around. He was up in Spokane here a few days ago. And he was presenting a program called Turning Away from Hate.
Oh.
Well, I say give hate a chance.
That's true.
Come on. So, he's under the protection of armed bodyguards.
Oh.
Yeah. And the Pullman Police Department, that's like Barney Fife, you know. And because of death threats received from individuals,
who would actually give a shit
about his message?
You know, because it's funny in a way. He's basically a propaganda agent because he's got to lie about it. So he goes up there in front of colleges and he has to exaggerate and just be a big bullshit artist.
He puffs us all up.
Yeah. He's just like our propaganda agent.
Well, they never know either whether he's a double agent or not, because we've done.
He
that.
Probably doesn't even know.
He doesn't.
He's a screwed man.
Well, that's like that other guy.
Yeah, Greg Withrow.
No, not Greg, but that other guy.
Tim Zoll.
Tim Zoll went before a high school.
Oh yeah, and started talking about niggers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim's another one that doesn't know which side he's on.
Yeah, they threw him out. So anyhow, he says he's dedicated his life to tolerance education.
Whoa.
And of course, it helps too if they pay him some money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. In pursuit of tolerance, Layden consults college students. Whoa. Members of the Pentagon.
Whoa. Pig City.
Whoa. FBI.
Whoa.
Well, military and political leaders. Now, the program is sponsored by the Office of Greek Life.
And
Panhellenic. What the hell is that?
Well, you know, the gays got this fantasy that the ancient Greece was a gay society. So a lot of this Greek life and stuff is just a front for a gay organization.
Yeah, it says an interfraternity executive council.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not really Greek people. They're fairies, I betcha. They're fairies.
And then the Department of Resident Life. Yeah. And then there's the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Allies Program and the Office of Multicultural Student Services.
Whoa.
Man, he had sponsorship by at least 10 people there.
Yeah, it's just like a big advertising. They might as well just take a billboard. Billboard or something.
Yeah, right.
This button.
Well, there we go again, man. I'm telling you, that dog's detected there was some wetbacks outside. Damn! There's a rock came through the window. Boy, oh boy. It didn't hurt anything. We're still here. We'll get out there and get their ass and come on. Ha! Look at him run!
Whoa.
Look at him run! Well, let's go back to the program here. What are we doing here? Where were we at? Did we talk about that Scottsdale deal where there was all kinds of...
Yeah, about the mosque.
Building mosques and everything, but guess what? Scottsdale's full of Jews.
I know.
That's got to be
interesting. That's where Steven Spielberg came from.
Yeah?
When he was a little boy, he used to drive around his Mercedes-Benz in Scottsdale and worry about the Holocaust.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. They're really using advertising to push race mixing.
Yeah.
And I got one right in front of me here where they're saying, yes, your essential style, dressed up denim, at Salty Senorita in Scottsdale and the Metro Sports Bar in Phoenix. Well, here it is, the best jeans, and there's a nigger boy that looks like an idiot with a hat turned sideways with a stupid white girl, and I hope she's a Jew.
Yeah.
I hope she's a Jew. And I hope she's the daughter of the leading rabbi in town.
Well, he'd be proud. Not only that, they got a second picture of the same couple on the back for the ad, so they really want to sell those jeans. Now, what person's going to look at that? See, at least a white guy's going to look at that and say, boy, I should like to be in those jeans, because some race-mixing white whore is going to screw a nigger in those jeans.
Well, these liberals, mostly liberals, do this shit, you know. At least a lot of the conservatives don't go that far.
Yeah.
But I don't have no use for them anyhow, so anyhow.
Well, you know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh this morning for a little bit, and he was bragging on there that he was saying that the Democrat Party have nowhere to go because Republicans are taking all their programs. He says they can't complain, Bush, about immigration because the Republican Party is beating the Democrats to the punch. Can't complain about the economics or anything. They're basically, he was bragging that the Republican parties are basically just a bunch of liberals anymore. They're not even Republicans. Well, most of them don't know the difference between a democracy and a republic anyway.
Two wings of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So he was bragging about like a dumb shit. Yeah. Like, he's so used to just having his nose up the Republican Party's ass. He's just a complete spokesman. He has no really belief except push the Republican Party.
That's for damn sure. And also, he's a good old warrior getting out of the Vietnam War because he had a cyst on his ass.
Well, yeah, should have gone over there. Could have got heroin for cheap and stuff, you know.
Yeah, he could have had some Vietnamese old lady go out and get his drugs for him.
Oh, yeah, instead of the Mexican pink one.
Well, industry is still cutting jobs and freezing pay.
Good deal.
Well, yeah, 2001, they were talking about 62.5%. 2002, 61.7, and 2003, 59.2. And let's see, how does that work here? I should have read the data.
Yeah, you should. It's a good thing when you read an article, Tom, before you talk about it.
Well, hell, I just don't, you know me, I'm just sort of a wild man. But anyhow, the point is that they're cutting jobs everywhere by the thousands and thousands. They're out jobbing to put them across the ocean and the whole bit. And they're freezing to pay.
And then they're bringing them in by the flood.
So you're saying to me there's no class war in this country?
Oh, yeah.
They better get the war going.
There is a class war, and the white working class aren't fighting because they basically don't exist anymore.
Well, AT&T froze 2004 management pay raises. Its 2003 job cuts rose to 12% from 10% of its workers. And Sprint local phone unit expects a 17% drop in the 2004 capital spending to $1 billion, says a recent A.G. Edwards report. Well, anyhow, and they claim there's a lot more jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But those are jobs for gooks and stuff. And ragheads and Indians.
There's a lot of jobs, except they don't pay anything, you know?
Yeah.
Even jobs that used to be good jobs, like most manual labor jobs and stuff, they used to have, you know, like the average guy could get them, wouldn't have to go to college. You know, they don't exist anymore. If they do exist, they don't pay shit.
What I can't understand is when they say Americans won't do the work, but when I was back in Warsaw, Indiana, where it's pretty white, it was all white, almost all white kids.
Well, you know what they say, they only take jobs that Americans don't want, like, you know, surgeons and bricklayers and road workers.
Yes.
And you know what jobs don't they take?
Semiconductor developer.
I mean, it's not like the third world has come over here and says, hey, we won't take that job because I think a white man may want that job, so we won't take it. We'll take the jobs he don't want.
That's right. And now we see the overweight Hispanic kids are headed for health problems.
Oh, we better raise our taxes so we can help them lose some weight.
We have to force a law that says people can only eat so much and to get these Hispanic kids slimmed down.
Lay off the goddamn burritos.
Well, how in the hell can they run these damn Mexican gangs if they're overweight so much? I mean, don't they ever have to run from the cops?
Oh, no, they always have the big rumbly-tumbly guys, bouncers.
Okay, well...
The forces.
Look, though... One of the guys got arrested back east in West Islip. I think I mentioned this before. Joseph Donato Jr., 34. I think he's written us a couple of times. And, you know, everything they said, I couldn't even quite understand what they arrested him for, because all they're doing is they took all his Hitler pictures and a few legal guns and all his racist books, and he had some knives and he had some... swastika patches, all this stuff, and the cops got it all laid out here on the table like that's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see anything illegal here.
Yeah.
He had gas masks, flak jackets, a noose, an Adolf Hitler doll, a copy of the Aryan coloring book. Whoa. a Ku Klux Klan hood with a robe, business cards that read, "You have been visited by the Ku Klux Klan, and the next time will not be a social call." Well, anyhow, they got him on something here, and I haven't quite figured it out, but the whole case is built upon just the stuff he had in his house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I tell these guys, don't keep all this stuff in your house, you know. Don't have flags all over the wall. Don't do that crap. I mean, how are you going to be a lone wolf if you do that? Well, he's obviously not a lone wolf anymore. The poor guy is probably spending all his money now on lawyers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a good position, too, because he was a school janitor.
Oh, was he?
Well, he had a good opportunity to influence young kids, you know, just give them a little bit here and say a little bit there. Don't be too overt.
Well, it's better your job never to talk about it, because you know it's your job.
Well, that's true, too. Probably you're right there. But
you know, even if you did talk to some kid, what would a kid do? And mm-hmm. Except probably to go tattle on him, so better just to be quiet.
You know, this guy down in Texas here, Joe Arpaio, he's Maricopa County Sheriff, now is telling all these wetbacks to register for the draft. All the wetbacks that are in his jail, he's saying register for the draft. What do you think about that?
Since they haven't had a draft since Vietnam, you know.
Well, my point is, if you come here illegally and you're going to receive benefits from this great country, the United States of America, you should follow the law and register for a selective service. And if you get called up, you should fight for this country. Why want the yacht? Send the goddamn wetbacks. I don't want to go.
Well, they've outlawed it. They don't have a draft. They haven't had a draft.
Well, you got to register for the draft. It's the law says...
I never registered.
Well, I didn't either, yeah. But you're supposed to. And that it's sort of loosely enforced,
mm-hmm.
But every kid that's 18 is supposed to register for the draft. And if you go to some places to get a job, they ask you whether you registered for the draft. You might not get that high-paying job at McDonald's if you mm-hmm. don't register for the draft.
Hmm.
Oh, well, okay. Well, what else we got on the board here? There's a lot of shit happening around this country.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, the FCC's getting all excited.
Oh, about...
Well, they got that little nigger boy, that son of the general there, Brooke, or not Brooke, but, you know...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
FCC head.
Powell, yeah. Michael Powell, he asked Congress Wednesday for a tenfold increase in the amount of fines the panel could levy against broadcasters for indecent or obscene programming.
Whoa.
Do you think they would call this obscene?
We have it for the wrong reasons.
Well, yeah, but they would call this obscene, and they want to fine everybody $27,500.
Yeah, I heard that it could get up in the millions and stuff, because every affiliate they could find and stuff.
Well, it just hit somebody in the country, some radio station, just last week.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't Bubba the Love Sponge, was it?
It might have been. Oh, yeah, I think it was.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
They got Infinity, of course, a few years ago for $1.7 million.
Yeah, they're always hitting Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, and $357,000 in October against Infinity for a radio segment in which a couple was said to be having sex in New York's St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, did they or didn't they? I mean, if they did, that's news.
Yeah.
That's a newsy thing. Yeah. We want to know if people are having sex at St. Patrick's Cathedral, don't you?
Well, it would be news if it was heterosexual sex in a Catholic church.
Well, that would be.
You know, that would be shocking
news. That would be shocking news, yes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I was reading an article here about immigration reform, and the headline says, "Don't seal the border, move it south." So she's saying, Marianne Jennings is saying, why adopt Bush's unworkable proposal with so facile a solution as annexation's available? Oh, in other words, we're supposed to take over Mexico
mm-hmm.
and automatically make millions of non-white citizens.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that to get through.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if they all come up here, then I'm going to go down there and carve me out a ranch and shoot anybody that gets in my way, man. Remember Nancy Manning?
Yeah.
The crank caller?
Crazy lady.
Cranked me for 12 years, mm-hmm. at least 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, they're finally going to really hit her hard, I guess.
What with?
They're hitting her with felonies and everything.
Oh, really?
They're looking to send her away to prison.
Oh, for how long?
Well, I don't know, but she was on probation. The last time she could have got 7 or 8 years. So it looks like they're going to really get down on her, you know. So that'll be a relief to a lot of people that she cranks.
Yeah.
And so anyhow, that's an interesting turn of events. But now we've got some callers. You want to play some calls?
Yeah, that sounds good.
They better be smart.
Tommy, that will be the last message until you apologize. I learned recently that Steven Spielberg adores Fidel Castro. Well, I'm prepared to say that Steven Spielberg is a cockroach just like Al Sharpton, and he's a Jew and he's white. And your argument for my being a racist have just run out of steam, haven't they? Okay, that is the very last thing that I will say until you apologize. You have no right to call me a racist.
Well, there he is. Shut up, Jerry the Jew. Come on, get back in that cage. I get sick and tired of hearing. Yeah, I'm not going to stop it. Every time his grandpa calls in here, the super kike, Jerry gets all excited and upset. He thinks he's going to break him out of here. But
well, his logic is that he doesn't like Steven Spielberg, therefore he's not a racist. So I guess we don't like him either, so we're not either.
So, but he didn't call him subhuman. He just called him a cockroach.
Yeah.
Well, Steven Spielberg may look a little bit like a cockroach, yeah. But see, he didn't call him subhuman.
No.
But he called Reverend Al subhuman.
That's true.
And he claims he's not a racist. Well, I don't know what kind of racist guy is because I've never seen him.
Yeah.
But he's probably a Eastern European type and. He might look a little like he's got a little Semite in him.
He says he's Ashkenazi.
Ah, you see, that's a ha-ha European.
Yeah.
That's a kosher European. Yeah, well, anyhow, he is a racist, and now he's not going to call back in again until I apologize to him.
I feel really bad about that.
Well, you know the day I'll apologize, hell freezes over.
I bet you $100 he calls back the next. He calls back within a week.
He already did call back. He called back.
I'm on the line. I hope it's a little better now. You were talking about some great monarchs of the past. I think Edward II, or was it Henry II of England in 1290, forced the Jews out of England. And they were supposed to be banished forever. They stayed out for 350 years. But that's one of the better records we have of getting rid of, as far as getting rid of the Jews is concerned. And did you hear that, according to the National Alliance, David Duke says worse is not better for now. So he's got a different philosophy from Terrible Tommy. And I understand he's getting out pretty soon. He's got a new book in the pipeline. What do you think of that? Thanks for your message, and sorry for the phone line disturbance. I don't think I'm being tapped, as it turns out. Bye.
That was Edward II, other words known as Longshanks. If you saw that Braveheart movie,
yeah,
he was the quote-unquote evil pagan in there.
Oh.
Yeah, that he's the one that ran the Jews out of England.
Wow.
And then when the Christians came in, Cromwell is the one that brought
Cromwell
them all back.
Brought
yeah.
them back. He yeah. made a deal with that rabbi down there in Holland.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of why that a lot of the Christians and Mel Gibson didn't like Edward II.
Remember one thing, Cromwell was into this British Israel
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
too. That English people were actually remnants of Israel
yeah.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. So, and in that case, that gave them the right to bring the Jews back into England because we're all cousins.
Well, that's what happened to Amsterdam and Holland, too, because the Dutch Christian Church believed that the Dutch were the true Jews, and since the Jews were Jews, therefore they must be Dutch people.
Wow, man. Well, we evidently had a little answering machine problem there, and we didn't get all the calls that came in, but I don't know whether I'm going to take many calls anymore. We do get a lot of problems from these, just a few idiots.
Two
idiots mm-hmm. will call in and monopolize the whole damn tape.
But one of them is a Jew and the other one's a drunk.
One's a Jew and the other's a drunk, and we don't know too much about that drunk. He likes to harass us. I may put it on just putting out a message for a while
yeah.
and see how it goes.
Outgoing message, yeah.
It's too bad because a lot of you guys have some really good things to say and keep us informed of a lot of things, but maybe later we'll put it back on to where we'll take messages. But for a while, we got to get rid of these crumb bums because they just muddy up the issue, man. You know, some of these guys that drink just cannot control themselves.
Oh, no.
They don't drink in moderation, and then they get nasty. You know, they start out, they're your best buddy, and then they start picking things they don't like.
Well, they hallucinate, and you say one little thing, and they think it's something major, you know, and you have, a lot of times you have no idea what you said. It's just that in their alcoholic stage, they're just blown it up until it's something big. And almost all the time, whenever shit hits the fan, it's always the alcoholic guys are the first ones that roll over. You know, like the Orwell, that, well, you know, that Denver Pometer guy?
Right.
He's a big alcoholic. He was one of the first ones to dump and stuff. And then Tony Martinez was always drinking, and he went and bought those lottery tickets and was all drunk and stuff. And
yeah, well, and also with the guys on the street with the skinhead, it's usually the real drunk that causes the
problem. Oh, yeah, they end up killing somebody.
Well, yeah, they'll jump somebody and, you know, whooping, and somebody else usually goes to jail.
Yeah.
Look it up there in Portland, Oregon. I mean, Ken Miskey was sober as a judge.
Yeah.
And the other guys might have been, but still, you know, one thing leads to another, and the others probably had consumed some alcohol.
Yeah.
Something that you'd probably just blow off and say, you know, forget it and go around. You know, I don't understand this going to war over every little thing that happens in the street. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of it, just like you say, just alcohol. You know, alcohol makes some people aggressive. Actually, in the 1800s, they used to give people alcohol, because normally alcohol in the first 4 hours is a depressant, and then after 4 hours it becomes a stimulant. And if you're like schizophrenic, they used to believe that they used to have the opposite effect.
Yeah.
The first 4 hours would be a stimulant, and then the second 4 hours would be a depressant.
Oh.
So they that's one of the ways they used to test insane people, by giving them alcohol.
Well, beer seems to pep you up when you first drink it, and then but that drags you down. That's what I've always noticed, that you get sort of tired.
Oh, it's supposed to be first a depressant. That's why, like, when you get really drunk, like 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden you'll wake up and you can't go to sleep again.
Yeah.
Because after about four hours, I guess, after you stop consuming, it becomes like a stimulant.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, though. Why would anybody drink a beer if it was going to depress them?
No. Depressant means it slows you down. You know, just like heroin and you know, Quaaludes and stuff are all depressants, and stimulants are like a crystal meth and stuff.
Oh,
you know, depressant means it makes your heart go slower.
Uh-huh.
A stimulant means it makes your heart, that's how you get highest, because when your heart slows down, you get to, what is it, too much oxygen, and when it slows down, you don't get enough, and when it speeds up, you get too much.
Damn, I gotta watch that stuff, man. You too? No, you don't drink.
I'm drinking. Second decade.
Yeah, but when you drank, you really drank. You drank enough for your whole life.
That's probably true. That was
before you quit.
12, 13 years the last time I drank.
Anymore. Yeah, right. And you've been stodgy ever since.
That's true.
looks down into your bed, watching ever over you. You are never left alone, and the brown teddy bear, guarding bravely by your side, with the undimensioned calm, through the cold and blackened night.
Well, there was Aryan Child from Lanzer in English, and inside the cover it says, It said, only for sale in the U.S. only. And it's got a little statement there by the 14 words by David Lane, and that's distributed by Panzerfaust, www.panzerfaust.com. And that was another goodie. We're winding down here, and Dr. Kahlenberg just left, but boy, the people love him. Yes, they do. And so we'll go from there, and we'll be back next week and give you another fine show. But you subscribe to our newspaper. I'm going to come out there and whip the shit out of you, okay? Goodbye.